Welcome to the Covenant People's Ministry. It is written that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We invite you to study the Scriptures with us to learn about the words of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our pastor is Mr. Jeremy Visser from Hampton, Georgia. You can contact us with your questions and comments at covenantpeoplesministry.org. We would like to hear from you, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that His will continue to reign upon us all. Once again, welcome to the Covenant People's Ministry, and here is Pastor Visser with our next Bible study.
Hello, this is Pastor Visser, and the topic is Samhain, Green Man of Death. Brethren, driving alongside the countryside in the deep south during this time of year can be breathtaking. The orange and yellow autumn leaves rustling across the roadways during the late evening sunset are a sight to behold, and yet another reminder of the ever-living God who is present in all things. October is a month of death, and the nippy air is a constant reminder that winter is on the horizon. It's also the month that Halloween is celebrated, and numerous Baal churches begin to sell pumpkins or jack-o'-lanterns during fundraisers. In this morning's study, we'll be examining the historical roots of the pagan festival known as Samhain, and how it came to be known as Halloween or simply All Hallows' Eve. I'll also be talking a little on the false god known as the Green Man, and why many feel he's none other than Samhna, the Lord of the Dead, or the Grim Reaper. There's always a great deal of controversy about Halloween and the numerous superstitious myths surrounding its observance. But this study should prove that this festival isn't Christian in any way, shape, or form. As a word, Samhain means summer's end, and according to Celtic tradition, Samhain is the time of the year when nature comes full circle and the befrosted paths to the unknown are available. It's considered to be a time between both the worlds of the dead and the living to pagans, Wiccans, and those who fancy themselves to be modern-day Druids. During this time of year, autumn is in her flaming dress, and there are orange, brown, and gold fallen leaves refracting within still lakes, but the nights are still frigid and the earth relatively tranquil. Samhain is the beginning of the pagan New Year, so its roots are within the celebration of bereavement. More specifically, the death and rebirth of the Green Man. Hopefully, you've already read our study, Thou Shall Not Suffer a Witch to Live, where I covered Yahweh's eternal laws against witches and sorcerers. While the so-called intellectual man outright denies the existence of these types of abomination, one merely need to visit a bookstore or visit a few internet sites to establish the fact that their existence is realistic. The Green Man is a relatively unmentioned deity among Christian circles, but one that can be found the world over in various Catholic churches and Asian gardens. This seemingly harmless deity aligns with the Seedliner's belief that Cain took a wife from Asia Minor, and the Kenites were initially an Oriental tribe, eventually mongrelizing worldwide. When comparing the biblical accounts of Satan's position in the Garden of Eden, one can't help but notice the similarities and draw that the Green Man is merely another face of the devil. For example, the Green Man is always depicted as almost half-tree, having a face full of assorted foliage, yet, quote, "The Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon, with fair branches, and with a shadowing shroud, and of high stature, and his top was among the thick boughs," end quote. That's found in Ezekiel 31, verse 3. Prophecy speaks this against him and his bastard seed in Ezekiel 31, verse 14. Quote, "They are all delivered unto death, to the nether parts of the earth, in the midst of the children of men, with them that go down to the pit." End quote. Satan is death, and he is also called the bringer of it. During Samhain, the gateway between the worlds would open, allowing death to come, claiming the unfortunate souls of those who had passed that year, returning to the winter void alongside them. The same deity had many names, like Samhna, the Green Man, Lord of the Dead, the Wickerman, Impious Spirit of Vegetation, or simply the Corn Man. Even though these types of fall festivals had their ancestry within the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, it's the superstitious Celtic version that most resembles today's observance of All Hallows' Eve. On October 31st, during the midday sun's caustic hues, many witches could be found lining the countryside engaging in all manner of debauchery or sexual orgies, like swine temple prostitutes did in times past in honor of Baal or Diana Ashtaroth. Such celebrations of fertility are rather common amongst those of low degree, and their day of Samhain is considered to be a final fling, quote-unquote, before the coming winter and the dismal approaching of death himself. These same superstitions comprise the rituals associated with Halloween. As chilly evening approached, many innocent settlers would carve pumpkins into the very likeness of the Green Man or various caricatures in the hopes that their small fire would ward off any evil spirits not wishing to go to Hades. Sometimes, large bone fires were lit with skeletal remains because of the false belief that it would detour the Grim Reaper. And before sunset, many godless heathens would lurk in the late afternoon shadows, pulling numerous pranks on those who believed in a literal Satan. The Green Man of Death was coming. Samhain is also called the Season of the Witch, and even today the pagan holiday known as Halloween is considered to be the most holy day for contemporary witches. During the midnight hour, numerous blood sacrifices are made to Satan, while the average Joe allows his children to roam the streets begging for candy without any forethought into the Luciferian roots of the practice. The stroke of midnight on this pagan Sabbath signals that the dark winter half of the year has commenced, so a new label must be made by extreme Satanists. Samhain is also known as his own festival, so he is sometimes referred to as Samhain, although pagans will dispute this. Halloween is also known as Third Harvest, the Day of the Dead, Vigil of Samhain, Shadowfest, and it even has a peculiar title to the Scots, Old Hallowmas. The Green Man carried with him a wand made of Hollywood, like any high witch would, and many Celtic people believed the souls of their deceased inhabited the bodies of local animals, so some would dress up in animal skins as costumes, feeling they could divert death. In general, witches worship the various forces of nature, and the Green Man is no exception to this. In their white barred ritual celebrated on the eve of Samhain, they gather to dance outdoors and reenact the life and death process in the presence of a bard that openly claims to represent the Green Man. During extended acts of lewd debauchery, they will eventually chant, quote, "The door to winter is now here. Earth and water, fire and air. I invoke the goddess there. This night we are between the worlds to celebrate the year unfurled." End quote. As the witching hour approaches, they will continue, quote, "Lord of life, hail landmaster, god of grain that grows and dies, rising reborn, full of richness, fallow fields shall yet be fertile, spring saps runs as stirs your manhood, bless barren earth, bear fruit again," end quote. Naturally, their deviant thought is that Satan is physically walking the earth, so some manner of sacrifice must be offered like an animal, although contrary to popular thought, true witches will never sacrifice a cat. Like the Egyptians of old, hardcore Celts believed black cats were gods. More specifically, ancient pagans believed cats were unfortunate humans who had been changed into feline form by the Green Man, and that the black cat was particularly connected to these heinous demonic powers. Black cats are considered to be the chief idol of Wicca's whore goddess called Diana, because in their twisted legends, she supposedly transforms into a black cat to commit incest with her brother Sataniel, also known as Lucifer. In October, many false Babylonian churches, quote-unquote, put up Halloween images of witches complete with black cat. The broomstick is a supposed phallic symbol that intoxicated witches would mount in the hopes that they could teach the crops how to become fertile and grow higher through drug-induced visions. A true Christian can almost imagine the wicked delight the enemies of God must receive when they see these so-called followers of Jesus allowing their perverse influence abound within their church and behind their false pulpits. Some of these same lukewarm buildings sponsor trick-or-treat nights for the children, while others simply gorge on pork. Speaking of the filthy swine, the pig or hog is considered to be just as sacred as the black cat to witches, because they represent a perfect living talisman, or a symbol through which they can derive dark powers. This obviously stems from the biblical account found in Luke chapter 8, verse 32. Quote, "There was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they, demons, besought Jesus that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them." End quote. As to be expected, numerous Antichrist pagans work within the media pushing the swine agenda. Even though the Green Man is obviously a deity of heathen origins, He can be found subtly placed within the veiled corners of English, French, and German Catholic churches. And due to his strong connection as Baal with the Queen of Heaven, his image is found in nearly 90% of the parishes of St. Mary in Europe. Well over 2,000 representations of the Green Man have been found in England to date, and his leafy face adorns almost any surface that can be decorated, from roof eaves to gigantic garden statues. As Satan always wanting to be Yahweh, the Green Man gained access to these numerous so-called holy buildings at the early stages of Catholicism, when Constantine melded hints of Christianity with pagantry in 321 AD. Ironically, this is also when he decreed Sunday as the official Roman Christian day of rest in honor of their numerous sun gods. And as a result, the icons IHS still adorn Catholic crucifixes in honor of Isis, Horus, and Set. In 835 AD, Pope Gregory IV declared All Saints' Day to be November 1st to coincide with Samhain. Thus, another face of Satan becomes associated with Christianity, yet the most pompous of Roman Catholics will still have the audacity to claim that the less-than-perfect Apostle Peter was somehow the first pope. When you consider their murderous and bloodthirsty history of feeding Christians to lions for sport, or their never-ending campaign to convert the world to universal paganism, it should be easy to spot the mother of harlots and abominations in the earth, as you can read in Revelation 17, verse 5. Obviously, the rotten core of Halloween is purely satanic. As one would expect from the lawless one and his false church, today the Roman Catholics lead the dog pack in promoting Judeo-Christianity and continually seek the abolishment of God's laws or His eternal word. Following suit are the lesser play churches that are usually led by homosexuals that ignore these dismal facts easily substantiated in a common encyclopedia. Yahweh's laws still stand and should be observed by Christians in protest of Samhain, because serving another god or custom can have dire spiritual consequences. What is that?
Just as CPM outwardly attacks the Green Man, so Hampton Roads Masters Commission strikes those who pose. Now that's a Satan's macking track.
Awesome!
Thank you for listening to the Covenant People's Ministry. If you have enjoyed hearing the message of the gospel and would like to be a part of our fellowship or receive monthly newsletters where you can order Pastor Visser's CD sermons, be sure to write us at P.O. Box 256, Brooks, Georgia, 30205, or visit us on the web at covenantpeoplesministry.org. Remember that Jesus Christ is our all and is in all that have been renewed in His Holy Spirit. So we hope that you will allow Him to lead your life and help to build His church, so that when He returns, He will find faith upon this earth. We urge you to be a living example of Christian faith and apply His words to your lives. Again, you can always reach us at www.covenantpeoplesministry.org or simply write to Covenant People's Ministry, P.O. Box 256, Brooks, Georgia, 30205. It has been a pleasure to have you with us, and now we will return to Pastor Visser's Bible study message.
Based on the evidence I've supplied already, we should be able to draw certain parallels between Samhain and its modern-day celebration under the mask of Halloween. Yet as Christians, we should always look to the Word of Yahweh in all manners, and throughout Scripture, this type of practice is continually condemned. In Paul's epistle to the Romans, we discover that queers are given a reprobate mind because they, quote, worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, end quote. That's Romans 1, verses 25 through 28. Let's be sure to follow only the God of Israel. It's no surprise that most current nature-devoted witches are pro-homosexual, having that liberal slant. In true fashion, many will equate themselves on the level of brute animals by saying they're justified because male dogs hump one another, or that gayness is a common abomination found in nature. This is what the Holy Bible says about Halloween. Quote, abstain from all appearance of evil, end quote. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22. It also says in the third epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 11, quote, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth evil hath not seen God, end quote. Those New Testament commandments are explicitly ignored by the many tares found behind mainstream multicultural pulpits that give Christianity a bad name. While Christmas is always a matter of debate and Easter is outright pagan, it shouldn't take much convincing that the holiday called Halloween is wicked. We're also commanded in the second epistle of John, chapter 1, verses 10 through 11, quote, if there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds, end quote. Still, justifications continue while images of witches are plastered on office church windows, and severe idiots can even be seen dressing up as some type of mythical character, or even cross-dressing during this time of year. In Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, God says, quote, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto Yahweh thy God, end quote. Even in jesting, this type of activity is outlawed because there's simply nothing funny about seeing a man act like something he's not. God's law unmistakably teaches that witches are an outright abomination in the eyes of Yahweh and are to be put to death upon discovery, as you can read in Exodus 22, verse 18, Leviticus 19, verse 31, or Leviticus 20, verse 27. Of course, Satan's personal church had their own version of this during the 15th century called witch hunts, or the Spanish Inquisition, where anyone who didn't agree with the Peldon-Magid Catholic Church was burned alive at the stake for resisting or refusing to relinquish their land. Among those claimed were many Christians who served only Jesus Christ. When the Messiah was teaching us to pray, he asked, quote, deliver us from evil, end quote. Not that we should embrace such immorality in our midst. You can read that for yourself in Matthew 6, verse 14. Jesus also says in Luke 6, verse 45, quote, an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil, end quote. Helping us to spot false prophets who seemingly find no problem with Samhain or dismiss the supernatural. If your reverend denies the existence of Wiccans, then chances are relatively good that he will also dismiss the reality of the Holy Spirit or the divine kingdom that we're fighting for. that which is not of God has its roots within the serpent's perverted seed. So this adoration of nature, a form of self-worship, naturally stems from Satan and his bastard progeny. While righteous Abel was a keeper of the sheep, his supposed brother Cain was a tiller or slave of the ground. So, in the process of time or at the end of days, he brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto Yahweh, representing his own works or menial labor. This did not contain a symbolic shedding of blood. Read the account for yourself in Genesis chapter 4. Halloween is usually equated to the green-faced female witch or the fiendish black cat because it's been an evil holiday since its inception. The prophet Jeremiah reminds us that, quote, "The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough, to make cakes to the queen of heaven or Astaroth, and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger? Question, saith Yahweh. Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Question." End quote. That's Jeremiah 7, verses 18 and 19. Roslyn Chapel in Scotland has been discovered to contain the most images and engravings of the Green Man in all of Europe. This same temple also has a long-standing history of Knights Templar Freemason activities or rituals that we'll not discuss in depth this morning. It should still be noted that almost everywhere his strange likeness is found, he always represents death and rebirth. So in misty gardens or archaic sanctuary ruins around the globe, the Green Man can be spotted if one looks for his grotesque face among the shadows. Scholars now believe that the false god Bacchus was also another depiction of the Green Man. So in addition to being the god of vegetation or prince of the earth, he is also a lowercase god of ecstasy and divine rapture or flight. In the Holy Scripture, the very name Beelzebub means Lord of the Fly, and two additional meanings of the English word bard taken from your average dictionary are to cover meat or game with a thin slice of bacon and the exterior covering of the trunk, rind, or branches of a tree. John says in his Divine Revelations that when the fourth seal was opened, he, quote, "looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with a sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the field," end quote. That's found in Revelation 6, verse 8. Satan often uses the heathen against Yahweh's elect being referred to as Death in the Christian Bible. Yet there's no doubt that his name is personified in this passage due to its capitalization. For those believers foolish enough to dismiss the Bible's plain teaching on whorish witches by denial of their existence, Yahweh even sets it up so they're doubly charged for their open revolt because, quote, "rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry," end quote. That's 1 Samuel 15, verse 23. However, no matter how many times you prove something, there will always be those who choose to deny the obvious facts you've presented due to their own hard-heartedness or outright chosen ignorance. In Irish Catholic mythology, Jack was once a jesting farmer who managed to trick Death's call by using the power of a cross against Satan. Not wanting to go to hell, drunken Jack struck up a deal with the Green Man, who made a promise that he'd never have to know perpetual torment. When Jack died, he had led such a blatant life of sin that St. Peter considered him too misbehaved to gain entrance to God's kingdom, so he became cursed to forever walk the earth carrying a piece of brimstone from hell inside of a hollow pumpkin for light. Thus, this joker called Jack became known as Jack of the Lantern. During the dark and cold evening of Samhain, Jack could be seen walking along the countryside by superstitious Irishmen, and in the course of time there surfaced many additional lesser green men known as leprechauns. These riddling wee people had also defeated Death, but were forever cursed for their life of greed to carry a pot o' gold, but if they ever foolishly left the safety of the woods, they would have to relinquish their accumulated wealth if captured. The Bible plainly commands Christians in 1 Timothy 4, verse 7 to, quote, "refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness," end quote. And we're also reminded in 2 Timothy 4, verse 4, that many men, quote, "shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." End quote. If ever there was such a time as described by Paul, it is now, with so many falling aside in the current apostasy. Chosen King David reminds us in Psalm 40, verse 4, quote, "Blessed is the man that maketh Yahweh his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies." End quote. David's own attitude is found in Psalm 101, verse 3, quote, "I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me." End quote. If allowed behind the pulpit, these myths will eventually turn aside people from following Christ. This is a subtle and demonic tactic. By presenting the world with untruths like Santa Claus or an Easter Bunny, the enemies of God help parents to lie to their trusting children so that when they attempt to tell them the God of Israel is real, well-groomed children will simply see it as another lie. First and foremost, my intention with this morning's study is to ask Christian parents to refuse and resist the Jack of the Green by simply teaching their children some of the dismal facts I presented about Halloween today. The festival Samhain is considered by witches to be the day of the lifeless dead, but Luke says this about Yahweh, quote, "He is not a god of the dead, but of the living. For all live unto him," end quote. That's Luke 20, verse 38. Christian families should have no communication with darkness. Quote, "He that hateth his brother is in darkness," end quote. That's the first epistle of John 2, verse 11. Secondly, it's my sincere hope that many will speak out against these types of pagan holidays and that Christians who know their identity will show no tolerance to witchcraft, because Yahweh plainly says so, and the forces of darkness can never accept our God. Remember that, quote, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places," end quote. That's found in Ephesians 6, verse 12. Obviously, it's never the children's fault that their parents are uninformed. Thirdly, I pray that Christians never allow their personal light to be extinguished. Before teaching on the finality of the law, Jesus once spoke, quote, "Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven," end quote. That's Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. Instead of turning off the porch light or sitting in darkness so the pagans can have their deranged day of death, try letting the dogs out in the yard while turning on every light in the house so the trick is on the wicked instead. Finally, I pray that the precious name of Jesus Christ will be honored through this morning's sermon and that it touches those who need more information on Halloween. We should always strive for a Christian nation and never allow such godless tripe around our children. Stand fast in the faith and work together in love to overcome the many forces of darkness that surround you, because it is through the grace and blood of Jesus that we win. Death has no power over us because of God's own devotion, so choose the right side. Amen.
Heavenly People Ministry,
thank you for listening to this message. We hope that you have enjoyed studying with us. Remember the words that Christ has given, that wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. We hope that you will gather together with us at the online ministry's website, which is covenantpeoplesministry.org, and share your Christian testimonies or ask questions and enjoy biblical fellowship. You can also order CDs of Pastor Visser's Bible studies and enjoy many other Christian resources through the church's website at covenantpeoplesministry.org. Thanks again, and may the love of Christ abide in you and yours forever and ever. Amen.